We're grateful we have baptism today. 所以在现在呢, 有三个问题, 通常洗礼之前会问三个问题。 We have three questions for those who are going to be baptized today. So the three questions are on the PowerPoint. 我们一起读好吗? 第一个圣题, okay. 好，请你们来这里好了。
翻译，来，也请你们来这里。我们一起读，你看前面。我们读中文，自达带大家读英文。请问后书，请问后书三章十六节。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训都是神的，教导的。
都是有益的，教赎神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。好，嗯，好，还没有完，刚刚那个还没有完。And
check the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
我现在问他们三位，你们相信圣经？ 这里所教导的，并且愿意遵守圣经吗？
Do you believe Bible and obey?
愿意。好，第二个问题是关于神，这圣经上讲到三一神，尤其今天要受洗这个经文，马太福音28章18节，应该18节到20节上面打的那个有点错，18节到20节英文的是对的。We can read
Matthew chapter 20, 18 to 20.
我们一起来读
Let's read together.
耶稣进来对他们说
All authority has been given to me in the heaven and the earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and Lo, I am with you always, and even to the end of the age.
这个经文也刚好是他们受洗的经文，所以现在我们就要问他们这个问题。这里是告诉我们圣经说的三一神的很清楚的经文。请问你相信神的名是圣父、圣子、圣灵，圣父、圣子、耶稣基督、圣灵表明三位一体吗？
You believe and obey what the Bible says, the name of the God the Father and God the Son Jesus Christ, God the Holy Spirit, shows God is there in one.
The Bible says we are sinners in need of salvation. 所以我们来读罗马书三章二十三节，一起读。
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
然后约翰福音三章十六节和三十六节。John
chapter 3, verse 16.
神爱人,
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son,
and
whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life.
信子的人有永生,
and He believes in the Son, and the
blessed
and the rest of God did it on Him.
所以这里告诉我们人的 光景，人的状况就是人是死的，我们的罪，我们应该死亡，应当死亡。 Because of our sin, we deserve death. 还有永远的刑罚， eternal punishment, and the wrath of God, 上帝的震怒。但是因为上帝他爱我们，提供了他得到他永恒生命一种方法，这个方法就是耶稣基督。 But God, He loves us, has provided a means to have eternal life with Him. That means is the Lord Jesus Christ. 所以这里下面这段圣经告诉我们怎么样得到耶稣基督。你的人生，你的生命，如果是在自己的里头，你需要，我们都需要，我们也是这样需要过来的。所以这两节圣经一起读。
Let's read John chapter 1 verse 12. 凡接待他的，就是信他的人，他要赐他们的血性，做神的儿女。这个人不是从血气生的，不是从人欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是
will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but to God, of God.
所以，请问你们需要耶稣进基督救恩，承认自己的罪人吗？
Yeah, need Jesus Christ as Savior, the sinner.
我们听见他们三位非常清楚的回答。当然不是这样读一读就完全清楚，也是经过读圣经、祷告、寻求，他们心中真是重生得救，明白的。所以我们现在就来预备洗礼，就像这个图一样的预备洗礼。好，请你们到那个到两边，哎，预备洗礼。
Can I start first?
Yeah, 现在做这个洗礼。你这样预备带十个。讲话完了之后讲话。
对。
现在不讲。姐妹先，因为姐妹的整个换衣服头发吹干比较久，最后是弟兄，他们完了之后就出来会做见证。好， sequence will be sisters first、我们先请这个圆圆黄圆圆姐妹先啊。黄圆圆姐妹原来在达拉斯，在那里她就已经开始去教会然后她来到这里以后更是乐意来上这个婚姻辅导。看前面，对，前面，对，再看这个前面，上婚姻辅导，在每个礼拜再中间一点，这样我们用约翰福音上婚姻辅导，然后他就发现到了第三章说要重生得救，他就发现这是何等的重要，他就跟他的先生一起那天就愿意相信耶稣，像刚刚约翰福音第一章十二节所说的，打开心门相信接待耶稣，然后他们就开始每礼拜来做主日崇拜了，所以非常奇妙的带领。所以今天他在前面可以回答这个问题，很清楚知道他所信的是根据圣经，是圣父圣子圣灵这一位我们所信的三一神上帝，他也自己承认需要救恩我们感谢主。好，我们现在就来为黄圆圆奉圣父圣子圣灵的名来为你施洗。好，这个我在你的鼻子哈。好，我们听了你公开的刚刚的宣告，我们现在奉圣父圣子圣灵的名给你施洗，请你坐下。
Happy day, 人生是我最最念，心里境界极大欢喜，这是永远不能忘记，快乐日，快乐日，救主奇迹，我的最念。
我们现在是詹淑玲姐妹，那竹林姐妹去年这个七月多八月开始参加这个礼拜二晚上的查经等一下会讲她自己的见证，非常的奇妙，就她就愿意就领受这个祝福，何等的奇妙。我们今天欢喜快乐为这个竹林，为竹林她的儿子在那里啊，非常高兴啊要来参加这个我们为这家来感谢主，为他们求神祝福。刚刚也听了他自己 在大家面前对于圣经、对于神、对于救恩的肯定。我们感谢神，我们现在奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名，要来为属灵姐妹受洗。好，奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名，我们先来为属灵姐妹受洗。
Let's sing Happy Day together.
Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to wash and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
好，我们现在要为 Gigi 郑其仪来施洗啊，请站着啊。他去年的 VBS 就很清楚的在他每天的功课里头很清楚的表明他对圣经的领受啊。在前面他的哥哥受洗的时候，他在旁边也注意听啊。上受洗课我去他家跟他上受洗课的时候，他也在旁边听，所以各个所学他那时候也都开始学了这个一年多以前。那么所以最近我们报告几次，上个礼拜他的母亲说他原来就想要，但是也没有跟我们讲，但是到礼拜天的时候妈妈听见还可以，我要跟他讲，他说我已经讲了很久了。所以呢我们感谢主，今天他在前面也回答这些问题，我们感谢主。我们现在要奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名来为吉吉郑其仪姐妹来施洗。我们现在奉圣父、圣子、圣灵名来为基督受洗。
我们一起来唱快乐日。 Let's sing Happy Day。
快乐日，救主基督，我的罪孽洗礼清洁，极大欢喜，这日永远不能忘记。快乐日，快乐日，救主洗净我的罪孽。
我们现在为曹林弟兄来施洗。那曹林弟兄在这里我们也认识他的母亲后来我们发现了他开始读圣经，跟这个黄燕来读圣经起先他还是很紧张的，可是后来就发现他觉得这个查经的时候，上这个婚姻课的时候越来越轻松我们发现他改变了，从里面改变，所以整个人也有改变，他的样子不再紧张，他的样子有很释放的感受。我们这次感谢主，他刚刚也回答这些问题，我们都听见他对圣经、对于三一神、对于救恩都是肯定的答案。我们现在奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名，让他为曹林施洗。等一下，换一只手，换一只手，还没完呢。换一只手，对，捂住鼻子，哎，抓住这边，再好，对。
我们起来。Let's sing all happy day.
Hey, happy day, when Jesus was my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing in every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus was my sins away.
好，我们在等待的时候，我们来唱这一节。While we're waiting, let's sing the whole song together.
Jesus, 快乐日， 快乐日，救赎奇迹，我的飞天，心里心间极大欢喜，这日永远不能忘记。快乐日，快乐日，救赎奇迹，我的飞天。
Let's sing English together. Let's sing English together. Let's start over.Okay, let's sing English together. Night, one, two.
Let's see her town, the very small. Let's see her friends, the hidden house. Where do that game play, play my move? Every day.Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live to rejoice in every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
小各位有没有收到一个 good news 啊？就是这个王朝进哈 ，Kevin 王哈、啊，他在这个十二小时的之前的现在在台湾，他也在台湾受洗哈、啊，在复活节的时候啊，所以我们也为他欢喜高兴哈。啊，I know anybody heard about Kevin Wong in Taiwan 12 hours ago in Taiwan. Maybe he just got baptized, so we are.Very happy for him, and this is really a great news for all of us.、
Huh? And Kevin was last year's intern student, one of 12 intern students, and we're glad that he was baptized just 12 hours ago. And we're so exciting because eventually God's word has bearing fruit, and we knowThe word of God is powerful and is very beneficial for everybody who receives and will follow that the life will be changed, and he really shows his heart because he wrote that, I'm glad now we are in a whole family now, because he was one of the host family students, and now he is truly a family of God becauseWhoever now baptized, they are new members of the household of God. So we welcome them, we welcome Kevin. So welcome all who wants to be in join this family. 我们非常感谢，因为他写的电子邮件里头说他最高兴的就是终于又在一起成为一家人了。原来在这里的时候是觉得这个教会就海外的这个一家人在一起，但是我们感谢神是他现在在神的家里头受洗，是进入神的家里头，真是极大的祝福，我们感谢赞美神。那既然黄元先出来，我们就请黄元元先做见证了。我们现在来听黄元来到这个到上面来，这里有啊，来做你的信耶稣的见证好吗？这样好，
看不见
啊，那你自己读你的，你是不是啊？你自己有没有？这里，你看到这儿哈。
好，
这样没关系。
大家好，我是黄媛媛。在认识主之前，我时常对自己感到失望，没有归属感，我对死亡充满了恐惧。到美国之后，看到和接触了的很多相信基督耶稣的人们，他们的爱心、自信和正义让我对主有了敬仰和期待。相信主之后，我便自信了，有了归宿，我不恐惧死亡，也不忧虑未知。主给我保护，给我引导，让我和丈夫相处愉快，我们相处也很默契。 主的使者给我们传福音，令我们醒悟应该归属于主，接受洗礼。下面我选用罗马书第六章23节作为我发言的结束。因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主基督耶稣里乃是永生。谢谢。
Her testimony many about he was disappointed about himself. She was fear of death and come to state she found a lot of Christians who believe in Jesus Christ and they have love, they have self-assurance and this gives her the hope and respect. So after she believed in Christ Jesus, she found the self-assurance in Christ Jesus. And she found she has a belonging in Christ Jesus. And there's no fear of death anymore. There's no worry about future. God gave her the protection, guidance, and her relationship with her husband now becomes much, much better. I know that they were fighting so seriously. So she thought she needs to have a public assurance statement that's baptism. So we praise God, now we react to her husband. Charlie, your time.
看到那边吗？
看不见这边，好了。
大家好，我是曹林。在信主耶稣之前，我也是跟我太太一样，对生命跟死亡的意义充满了疑问，对死亡充满了恐惧。不过那个时候我知道世界上的万物都是相对的，一定有一种东西能让我克服对死亡的恐惧。在认识主耶稣之前，我不知道这是什么，但是现在我知道了，它就是耶稣的爱。在这里我想用引用一句约翰福音第三章第十六节来阐述我此刻的心情。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
谢谢。
Before I know Lord Jesus, I was so afraid of death, with deep insecurity, especially dreaded aboutmy parents, one day they will be gone and there is no hope to meet the diseased relatives. So I felt very, very painful. But knowing God, that death become a gate to eternity. So I became secure of relationship in Christ Jesus. So John 3:16 is his verse, anchoring his faith. Okay, now, sorry, your turn.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Shirin。我的比较长，所以我带小抄。I'm not very good speak in public, but 等我知道我要受洗之后呢，牧师有跟我说。你要给大家一个 good testimony， 然后让大家知道说你的 how you knowing the Jesus。 So he also gave me the advice about how to write a testimony. Deep breath. Thanks, baby. 他跟我说 you can have a brief paragraph to start with your testimony. First, how you, before you knowing Jesus. And second is how is the progress in you knowing the Jesus.And after you become a Christian. So, 当他给我一个 very good advice 之后，我就开始写我的 testimony. And, since 我已经知道说我要baptize, 所以我其实知道说我要有一个见证。那在我开始 write down 我的见证之前呢，我非常的 nervous. 因为 since has a lot to say, but 好像真的要 in paper writing 的时候好像不知道该说什么，好像每一个东西都很有意义，但是我也不可以 spend too much time on that， 所以我就选了几个对我是一个转捩点的故事让我决定我要休息。那 I feel so comfortable give everybody a testimony， 因为我开始唱牧师带领我们去 read Mark在白骨里面，然后其实在 Mark 的第16章第15节时，然后Jesus 对他的 disciple say 说，你们要跟 everybody know， 然后让他知道说我的事情，然后传福音给天下众民。所以我知道说当我决定要 believe in God 的时候， I should let everybody know what I have and what is done, have done to me。 So I'm going to start my first paragraph。 第一个就是说我开始什么时候在我认识基神之前，第一个在 become a real Christian， 我只是一个人家说的慕道友，然后今天教会有什么活动，然后我觉得啊这 pretty fun， 然后我就去，比如说今天有Easter egg hunting， 就说啊 good， 我要 go， 因为我觉得这很好玩。那我真的没有什么 idea about 就是说 Bible 到底在说什么，然后就是 all everything about the become a Christian。所以那时候我并没有，就是每次我来教会的时候，我并没有想太多事情 about the religion。我只是觉得来这边哦，看看大家，然后觉得每一个人在这里都 very nice， 然后好像很多事情都很有趣。所以其实有几次呢，有几个姐，就是在教会里面的弟兄姐妹们，他试着跟我说，说你要不要相信 Jesus， 然后说跟我讲很多关于基督徒该知道的事情。可是那时候因为我的education 跟成长的过程里面，我是一个学 science 的人，然后我常常觉得说我 cannot make any promise if I don't even know what is the Bible try to tell us and what Jesus have done for us。 所以当他把我带去小房间然后说你要不要 believe in God 的时候，我那时候真的很 shock， 我真的不知道该说什么，然后我也是觉得说 no I really cannot make a promise， 因为我真的 not even know what is the Bible。 所以这就是在我知道Jesus 之前。之后呢 last year 的时候，就牧师跟师母来到我公公婆婆的家，然后说嘿，他们要有一个 Tuesday Bible study for it's like an English Bible workshop， 因为说我跟 Mark 因为我们一个人讲中文一个人讲英文，所以他要有一个 English 的 Bible study， 然后他要 leaders， 然后他就那时候他就说他 invite 我们去 Bible study， 然后我就说that sounds like good idea， 但是我不知道我有没有时间去参加 every Tuesday，因为我就是一个我make a promise，我就觉得说我一定要每个礼拜都去这样子。那所以我就说I will try 这样子。那我那时候心里就想说我可能没有办法去，因为我的工作非常非常的忙碌这样子，我常常一个人工作到六七点然后才回到家，那时候就觉得五点半是不可能的事情，我根本没有时间。但是经过last year的 experience 之后，我有一个很深刻的体会，就是说当你 when you wanna make a time for JesusAnd Jesus will make time for you。 因为在我们开始 Bible study 的时候呢，我还是一样工作很忙的人，然后我试着跟我的同事说我 Today's Tuesday night， 我 wanna go to the Bible study， 然后我说 If you don't have an emergency， I'd rather to leave go to the Bible study。 然后刚开始我觉得非常 embarrassed 跟我的老板这样讲，因为我觉得很不好意思，好像我选择我不要工作，然后我就要选择去做我自己 personal life 的事情。但是久了之后我都觉得说这因为我常常在 Bible study 里面learn a lot of refer to my work， 就是我可以从圣经里面然后去学到一个正确的 attitude， 然后 good 然后让我觉得我能够 even be more mature at work。 那我为什么要说 Jesus will make a time for me 呢？在 last year September 的时候，我们的实验室里面有 management change， 然后 because the management change， 我的 new boss bring a lot of help， 他有很多非常聪明的 chemist， 然后他开始在 support 我的 work， 那我觉得我再也不用 stay late， 然后当 too much sub， 然后我有很多人来帮我的忙，然后现在 every Tuesday I pre comfortable 时间一到，我就我要去 Bible study， 然后我有很多人 start taking care a lot of things for me， 所以我可以觉得说我在这边 Bible study 我不用 check 我的 cell phone， 我不用 check anything， 因为我就可以就是 focus on 我的 Bible study。 我想他应该觉得我脚太长了。然后当我开始 worship 的时候，有很多时间我觉得我非常的对于圣经的言语非常的有感触。然后等我知道说，然后有几次我很多次我都是觉得说 Jesus is talking to me by the Bible， 但是很多时候呢 Jesus is talking to me by others。 有一次我们 before 我们 Bible study 的时候，before Bible study 的时候呢，然后我们通常都会聊天，就是美儿阿姨跟 Grace 阿姨，他们常常都会煮非常好吃的饭，然后我们就会先聊天。然后有一次我就听美儿阿姨在分享说她怎么 knowing Jesus， 然后怎么 decide 他要 believe in God 的时候，他就说我以前好笨啊，因为我都觉得我要把所有的 Bible 都念过之后，我才要，我觉得我都知道什么是 Bible 之后，我才要 believe in Jesus。 然后那时候我就觉得我没有马上受洗，那时候真的很笨。那其实那时候美阿姨讲那句话的时候，我心里就很 shock， 因为他讲的就是我心里想的。因为我那时候觉得说，因为我觉得我Every time 我 read Bible， 然后 Jesus is touching in my heart， 但是我常常觉得说 No， 我应该多更知道更多，我应该读更多章节。然后我那时候心里是觉得说，在一年之内我都不会受洗，因为我想要知道 everything about the Bible。 后来我知道，就觉得说这是一个不太可能的事情，因为我觉得要知道所有的 Bible 是不太可能的事情。 even 说你 read all through all the Bible， 但是每次一念的时候，你总心里会有不同的感触，因为你人生的不同阶段， even through same paragraph， 你还是会想到不一样的事情。所以当我们知道复活节有受洗的时候，我就觉得 it's best time to me， 因为我觉得今天的所有的受洗的过程就是一个重生的过程。我今天早上 pray 就是说我不要太感动太多，因为我觉得我要一个 good testimony to everybody。 我想是修也太重了。我想到后来我又知道 Mark 的第九章第二十三节，我们可能对Bible 不是了解很多，有时候我们会心里觉得说，哎，我们有 question about the Bible， 然后但是他即使是对一个他的 disciple 说，因为他是一个父亲，然后他的孩子有麻风病，然后他就说，他就即使就很生气对他说，哎，我到底要花多少时间在你这些 unbelief？ 但是那个父亲就跟即使是说，Jesus, I do believe in you, but please overcome to my unbelief. 那我就听到我就很大群，就觉得说，因为我们可能在不是很了解的过程中，有时候会因为一些工作上或者生活上的事情，觉得对上帝有所埋怨。但是其实你只要再去读 Bible， 你知道说，每一个人都会有这种过程。你有时候你会因为你自己生活上的困难，然后觉得对一些事情觉得有对基督徒觉得埋怨，说你为什么要这样子对我？但是我真的觉得我们不需要因为这样子就 feel bad， 因为你只要多读书，然后多读 Bible， 然后多 pray to God， you will know he always has you， 他永远都不会忘记你。So， 我已经忘了我讲到哪里了。所以，在我决定我要抱孩子之后，我有一个很 close friend， 他问我说 ：“Shirley， 你为什么决定你要抱孩子？又不是一个 perfect person。”然后我就说 ：“I decided not to be 抱孩子 because I know I'm not perfect, but I wanna be with God as close as I can. So only way I can do that is I need to be 抱孩子 because it's the only way I'm close to Jesus.”所以我就跟我的朋友讲说，你不需要 be perfect， 因为我们每一个人都是一个罪人，但是你只有受洗之后，你才会 close to Jesus， 然后我们经由他为我们钉死在十字架，然后洗去我们所有的罪。所以 become Christian 不是 it doesn't mean you are a perfect person， it means you wanna become as close to him and become is a better person. 所以对我来讲，他当他在问我的时候，我觉得好像在 Jesus ask 我说 ，Are you really ready to be baptized？ 所以我就觉得说 ，Yeah。By the time he asked me， 我觉得我心里有更坚定的说，我相信，然后我决定我要当一个 Christian。然后这个 process take a lot of effort， 我真的要谢谢美阿姨跟 Grace 阿姨，他们常常煮饭，然后带领我们这些不会煮饭或者是只会吃的小朋友，然后跟着我们一起在 Tuesday 的 Bible study。然后谢谢 Tony 叔叔，他很 wise， 他很聪明，他常给我们很多 good suggestion， 然后很包容我们。然后我要谢谢我的公公婆婆照顾 Julian for me， 如果没有他就没有今天的我们。然后还有Pastor 跟师父牧师跟师母，然后他花时间，我知道他们每天都很忙碌，他花很多时间跟着我们一起 Bible study。 然后 most important， 然后那 thanks to God， because we cannot accomplish anything if we without God with us。 然后这就是我今天 personal thanks。
Now Gigi， are you ready? Come。
None of this could have happened if God hasn't created my brother, Howard. It all started one day on the way home from Houston. That time, I loved all the songs on the radio except the Christian song. Howard and I argued on what radio station we should listen first. I got to listen to my songs first. Then my brother, Howard, decided to pick KSPJ, a Christian radio station. The lyrics were very confusing to me. I didn't understand a bit. That's where I stayed home and searched for the same song that was on the radio. I understood the meaning and even started liking Christian songs. From that day forth, I listened, sang, and even wrote Christian songs. The lyrics were like my daily devotion, only even understandable. Somehow, I grew to understand and believe in God. That only helped me have stronger faith in God. Other times, I always feel Him right beside me, like when I'm lonely, happy, or exhausted. Same thing goes with when I am cloud watching. I think God is a fantastic artist. He paints clouds for me to guess a story. He was very creative when He combined several animals into one. Furthermore, I always think He is sitting beside me, reassuring me, comforting me, talking to me. All I could hear is His soft, gentle voice, nothing more. Just a few weeks ago, Pastor Chow asked if anyone wanted to baptize. My mind in that whole week was basically only thinking about that. I was not sure why I felt so strange. Was God trying to speak to me? I took a chance and asked my parents for help. They reassured me and I felt better. I was determined that I was ready to be baptized and let God into my heart so that He can change my soul, so that I can be born again and follow His way. Through my heart, I know there really is a God with love too powerful to estimate. He is not self-centered or mean. Even if I can't see Him, I truly believe and accept Him in my heart.
We thank the three of you for the testimony. 这实在是上帝给我们在这个复活节最好的礼物，他们真情流露，非常的好，非常的真实，生命改变的过程。
Thank God for their wonderful testimonies and to tell us how your life changed through Jesus Christ.
因为这就是复活节，耶稣基督钉十字架。
And this is Easter.Our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for us.
他说我是复活，我是生命。
I'm the resurrection and the life.
他为我们受鞭伤，为我们戴荆棘冠冕。
He was whipped and he also wear the crown of thorns for us.
他受到这么多的痛苦。
He was in a big sorrow for us.
以至于为我们死，死是每一个人的结局。
He died for us, death is the destiny of everyone.
从古以来没有人不死。
Through the ages of human history, no one has the power over spirit.
传道书八章八节，让我们一起读。
Let's read the Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 8.
无人有权利掌管生命，将生命留住。
No one has the power over spirit to retain the spirit. No one has the power in the day of death.
此是我们众人的结局。所以我们真是都在这个大的这个范围里面，没有人能够逃脱。
For that is the destiny of everyone. Nobody can avoid this war.
所以传道书七章二节后半说，我们每一个活着人都要在心中想想这个问题。
So at the later part of the Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 2, for that is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart.
如果你从来没有想过死，我们今天或者是有一个机会，一定会让你好好想想死究竟怎么回事。
If you have never thought about that, then today is a good opportunity for you to think about it.
有一天耶稣对着那个死去四天的拉撒路喊着说，拉撒路出来。
One day Jesus called in a loud voice for the dead person who had passed away for 4 days. Lazarus, come out.
耶稣基督的话大有权柄，大有能力。
His word has power to go beyond the grave and the dead resurrected.
所以那个死的人就出来了，手上裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说，解开，叫他走。
And the dead man came out and his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face.
这就是我们看到复活节我们可以超越的一件事情，死不是人的结局。
And this is in the Easter, this is something we can overcome, that is not the only end.
但是耶稣基督不单单是宣布，而是他亲自经过死亡，这是非常奇妙的。他自己先选择走过死亡的路。
What is amazing is that Jesus chose to go through the death himself first.
所以使徒彼得做这样的见证，对那时候的以色列人在使徒行传里面说，你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了。我们都是这些事情的见证，正如刚才做见证这些位一样。
So Apostle Peter testified that you killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are the witness of this, just like those people who just testified Jesus Christ.
所以我们要感恩，从感恩的心来领受上帝在圣经里面对于死亡给我们的一个解药，一个应许。
So we should receive God's promises with a grateful heart that Jesus has provided a solution for the dead.
所以这是格林多前书十五章二十二节所说的，我们一起读。在亚当里
So that's read the First Corinthians chapter 15 and 22nd. Let us in Adam's
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。这是一个大的范畴的说明。
In Adam's all die and in Christ all will be raised.
就是在亚当，亚当是整个人类的始祖，所以所有在亚当的后裔，从亚当以来没有人不死的。
Since Adam, he's the ancestor of all human beings. Since then, nobody ever all died.
但是在基督耶稣里，凡是信耶稣的也都会复活。
And in Christ, whoever believes in Jesus Christ will raise again.
所以感谢神，因为他从死里复活了。
Thank God, he has resurrected.
所以这节圣经十五章这五十七节我们一起来读。
So this verse, the 1 Corinthians 5, chapter 15, verse 57, let's read together.
感谢神,
thanks to
God,
借着我们的,
through
our Lord Jesus Christ.
是的, 这里有一个胜利,
yes, there's a victory here in Christ.
这个胜利就是克服死亡,
and this is the victory to overcome the death.
所以不但是曹林、黄圆圆，我以前也是怕死怕得不行了。
And not just you, I used to be like them, one of them that I feel to be to die.
我不喜欢面对死亡的事情。
I don't like to face the things about that.
所以那个在我头是很强烈的、很深刻的一个里面的和别人不知道的一个影响力。
So that's in my heart is a very deep impact, something people don't know.
直到我自己真的要为一个人举行丧礼， 我就发现我做了大概两三个礼拜的噩梦。
Until one day I have to prepare a funeral for a brother, and I had a nightmare for almost 2 or 3 weeks.
师母都发现， 哇，你怎么怕到这个样子？ 这个心中每天晚上都在那里在梦里面打仗。
And my wife was wondering what happened to you. Why were you so so crazy during the while you were sleeping?
后来我才发现，是我在两三岁之间，我的外公死的时候，那个印象留到我40岁。
So when my wife. My mother's father passed away, and that was a bad impression in my mind for a long time.
Since I was 2 or 3 until I was 40.
You're 2 or 3 until you, yeah. And it has been there for a long time, and when the time comes, it show up.
所以, 到那个时候我就特别来读耶稣基督复活的这些圣经。
So at that time I intentionally read the passage in the Bible about Jesus' resurrection.
耶稣基督的死和复活重新在我里面产生很大的能力，让我克服以前的那个悲伤恐惧，对死的拒绝害怕。
And because of Jesus' death and resurrection I gained a lot of power from it.
我整个人改变了，所以我发现，今天对所有的人，你看我穿的不一样，今天穿最好的服装。
So you know you can see my change because of Jesus' resurrection. Because today I'm in my best clothes.
原因是庆祝复活节应该比庆祝圣诞节是更盛大的庆祝。
Okay, so celebrating Christmas should be. Celebrating Easter should be more
more serious, and
more serious about the celebration than Christmas.
Yes. 因为耶稣基督降生， 我们大家都觉得很慎重，因为神到世界上来。但是想想看，耶稣
Okay, 你先生，反正 because of the birth of Jesus Christ,
我们觉得很重要。
We think it's very important.
但是耶稣基督死里复活，对我们人来说更重要。
But the death of Jesus Christ and the resurrected is more important for us.
因为他的死里复活克服败坏了死亡。
Because his resurrection has overcome the death.
所以我们凡是信的人，我们可以超越人生的界限死亡。
Because of his resurrection, we can go beyond the limit of our life and the death.
所以我们要感谢神，靠耶稣基督得胜。
So we have to thank God because of Christ we can gain victory.
而且呢，这个耶稣说，他的话是说，天父他说差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的人，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活。
And this is the will of him who sent me that I shall lose none of those he had given me, but raise them at the end of the last day.
换句话说，不只是今天受洗而已，不是我们天天生活而已。 断末日世界末了的时候，这个全世界会一个审判，这个时候耶稣基督再回来的时候，这个世界大结局的时候，凡是信耶稣的人就不必面对那个第二次的死，那个永远的死。
So it's not just the living today, and when at the last day of the world, Jesus will come back, and there's another judgment, and for those who believe him will not die.
所以这个应许是不只是今天我们的生命改变，在末日这个世界末日的时候呢，最恐怖的时候，我们是有盼望，我们不必经过那个。
And this is a good promise, not just for today, and also at the last day of the world when Jesus came again.
所以我们感谢神，这是复活。
And this is a resurrection.
在耶稣的坟墓里面的这一张画，这是另外一张，就描述耶稣出坟墓的时候，外面看着他的兵丁就非常恐惧。原来他们是地上的政权要捆住耶稣，但是哪里能够约束耶稣。
And this is another picture showing Jesus came out from the tomb and the soldiers were so scared.
这个耶稣复活是荣耀的改变。
This is a glorified change from Jesus' resurrection.
空的坟墓由这个妇女在这个七日七日清晨的时候去找耶稣。
This is the empty tomb that at the first day of the week the women look for Jesus Christ.
这是那个墓。你看这里面躺着那个是耶稣基督。
And this is the tomb and Jesus Christ laying down in the tomb.
这是整个是挖出来的石头的，这个是外面的这个石头的那个凳子，那这里是那个石头的这个滚动的那个门，从这个石槽里面滚过去，钉钉守在外面。
So this is a picture of the tomb, and you can see that's the gate, that's the tomb, and the soldier are standing outside the tomb.
所以耶稣基督的门徒在那里，他们不可能去把耶稣的这个身体拿走。马太福音那里的这个犹太人传说就是耶稣的门徒把耶稣身体拿走了。
So this is a very secure system that nobody could remove Jesus' body inside the tomb.
所以圣经里面马太福音里面这个犹太人说耶稣的门徒把他的身体拿走了，但是这个约翰福音里面却说耶稣基督复活了。这个他的门徒去找他，首先遇见的就是这个莫大拉的玛利亚。
So in the Bible, the Jews said that Jesus apostles removed Jesus' body, but in John that Mary Magdalene she was looking for Jesus and couldn't find Jesus in the tomb.
所以耶稣基督先让这个莫大拉的玛利亚遇见耶稣，然后莫大拉玛利亚就去跟门徒讲，但是多马不信，这是多马，他说我除非我探入耶稣的肋旁，摸耶稣的这个钉痕的手，不然我不相信是耶稣向他显现让他摸。
So in the Bible of John that Mary she saw Jesus first and she went to tell the apostles and tell everyone, but one of the apostles Thomas he did not believe.
所以这是多马的经行，所以我们把这段圣经读一遍。
This is the verses about Thomas.
我们先读中文，然后读英文，请。
Let's read Chinese and then English.
七日的第一日早清早，天还黑的时候，摩大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就看见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是在另一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必须从死里复活。于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。 玛利亚是站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就看见两个天使穿着白衣在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人为什么哭？你找谁呢？马利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说，玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来用希伯来话对他说，拿波尼。耶稣说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉耶稣说，我已经看见了主。他们就将主对他说的这话告诉他们。那日晚上，耶稣所在的地方因为怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见了，主就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话就向他们吹一口气，说，你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。那十二个门徒中有称为迪图马多马，耶稣来的时候他没有和他们同在。那些门徒就对他说，我们已经看见了主了。多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说，愿你们平安，就对多马说，伸过指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。多马说，我的主，我的神。耶稣对他说，你一看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。 OK, English please.
OK
now, OK
Hi, that's great to hear if you can read English. Verse 20, verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early when it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb and we do not know where they had laid him. And Peter therefore went out and the other disciples were going to the tomb. So they both ran together and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he stooping down and looking in saw the linen cloth lying there, yet he did not get in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb and he saw the linen cloth lying there and the handkerchief that had been around his head now lying with the linen cloth but folded together in a place by itself. And the other disciples who came to the tomb first went in also to saw and believe. For as they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. And the disciples went away again to their own home. Mary Magdalene sees the risen Lord, but Mary stood outside the tomb weeping, and she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? she said to them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.
Now?
She said this. She turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will tell him, I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to be the teacher. Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not yet
ascended
to my Father, and go to my brother and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken this thing to her.
Apostles.
The apostles were commissioned. Then the same day at the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, and for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. When he had said this and showed them his hand and his side, then the disciples were glad, and then they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also sent you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. They are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
Now
Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came, and the other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see his hands and the print of the nails, and put my finger into print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, and the doors being shut, and stood in the midst of, said, peace to you. And then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not by unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord, my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me and you have believed, that blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And that may believe.
And
truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
所以这些圣经我们可以分三方面。 第一方面就是我们个人来寻找耶稣，像莫大拉的玛利亚 一定会寻找得到，圣经上面是这样说的。
So we can look into the details in three parts. First, personal searching Jesus is rewarding. Mary was looking for Jesus' body.
她找耶稣从第二节十一节十五节到十五节，她一直的整个这个二十章一半的篇幅都在里面讲她在找耶稣。
In John chapter 20, verse 2:11-15, the verses are talking about Mary was looking for Jesus.
同时也有其他门徒在那里找，但是他们看见的只是证明耶稣身体不在的，所以说他们相信是相信，哦，是耶稣身体不见了这个事实。
The other apostles, they were also looking for Jesus' body, but they only testified that Jesus was missing.
所以这个地方讲的这两节圣经，他们还不明白圣经意思。旧约圣经意思在诗篇十六篇的八到十一节，以赛亚书的五十三章的十节到十二节都讲到那个受苦的仆人，他要复活，旧约里头就说明了。
These apostles, they did not actually understand what the Old Testament prophesied that Jesus will rise again.
这是我们基督徒的一个状况。我们读圣经看见很多事情，其实我们只是说，哦，这个写在地方，明白不明白是另外一回事。
This is a problem that reflects most of us. We read the Bible, but a lot of times we don't actually understand.
我们需要继续的寻求。
We have to continue searching for our Lord.
我们才会更加的认识。
And they will know better.
虽然玛利亚她是非常的悲痛。
Even though Mary was in a deep sorrow.
她哭，她在那里继续的找，连耶稣来到她身上，到了旁边，她不认得。
She was weeping, she cried, and but even when Jesus was just beside her and she couldn't recognize that.
她所记得的耶稣就是她所遇到过在她身上做了奇妙事情的耶稣。
What she remembered was in her memory that what Jesus had done on her.
根据路加福音第八章第二节说，耶稣基督从她的身上赶出七个污鬼。
According to Luke chapter 8 verse 2, that Jesus had had driven out seven demons from her body.
所以他原先是非常痛苦、非常困惑的一个人，但是耶稣基督用他的权柄能力把鬼赶出去了，他得了释放。
Her life was really in a cool and puzzled situation, but Jesus healed her and also make her life a new life again.
所以她当然要继续的找耶稣，就要找到。
That's why she will continue looking for Jesus Christ.
耶稣，但是耶稣也在找她，要让她有机会可以真正发现耶稣复活了，不是原来的那个耶稣了。
At the same time, Jesus was also looking for Mary to let her know that Jesus has actually resurrected.
所以我们读了圣经里面说，她在那里。在那里哭，结果耶稣碰到他，他以为是园丁了。
Just like in the Bible, Mary was actually waiting, and actually Jesus was standing just right beside her, but she thought that Jesus was the gardener.
所以他转过头看耶稣，不认得是耶稣。
And she turned around and looked at Jesus, and she couldn't recognize he was Jesus.
就像我们很多时候我们自己想经络的事情，人家找个人要的都找东西在旁边，你不知道。
Just a lot of times we're looking for the thing just in my pocket beside me, but I don't notice it.
这种时候我常常就祷告，求神帮助我可以找到，就打开我心里的眼睛，可以看到我要找什么。
At this situation, a lot of times I pray and ask God to help me find the things I'm looking for.
耶稣基督遇见玛利亚是一个很好的过程，让我们看到我们要意识到神在每件事情上面他都要引导我们的道路。
The thing about Jesus meeting Mary is a good example for all of us that Jesus will guide everything in our life.
我们需要神亲自让我们心灵能够转过来认识他在掌权。
We need to let God come into our mind to let him turn us to the right direction to know that he is actually has authority, he has the power.
所以耶稣不但让玛利亚知道他是复活的主，他也给他使命。
Not only Jesus let Mary know that he's the resurrected Lord, and also he sent Mary the mission.
所以他要让玛利亚亲自去告诉门徒他已经复活了。
So he wanted Mary to tell the disciples that Jesus has resurrected.
所以他就去把这个信息告诉门徒。 并且告诉门徒说，我跟耶稣讲很多的事情，讲很多的话。
That's why Mary went to see the disciples and tell that Jesus has resurrected and tell them that I actually had an in-depth conversation with Jesus.
这种跟神之间亲密的沟通是我们需要的。我们很多的时候读过圣经读过去了，听到有点感受，但是我们没有跟神去特别深入谈话的时候，不知道。 对神的认识是这样可以更加增加，跟刚刚做见证的这几位一样的。
A lot of times we didn't have that intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus that we just didn't spend enough time with him.
所以我们每一个人都应当像玛利亚一样，寻找寻找，直到神找到我们。
So all of us should learn from Mary that we should continue looking for Jesus.
他会让我们对他更深的认识，并且会得到使命。你的生命有使命感更加重要，就是你人生可以有一个投身的方向，你可以有热情。And in
return, Jesus will let us know our direction of our life, and so we have enthusiasm. For life, and also for Jesus.
这是玛利亚改变最大的原因。当她去跟门徒讲的时候，她真是把她里头的那个快乐分享出来，让门徒在一起。她去跟他们讲的时候，她是何等的快乐。但是门徒的反应是害怕。Yeah,
so this is the main reason that Mary was so excited. But however, when she showed the disciples. And the reaction from the disciples was actually just scared.
他们把门关起来，不敢面对犹太人。They
shut out the door and because for the fears to the Jews.
听别人讲耶稣基督复活和事实上亲自跟耶稣基督有亲密的沟通，接触到耶稣是复活的大能的上帝是两回事。When
you listen just to other people talking about Jesus Christ. Feeling yourself is very different.
就像今天，他们在做见证，每一个都很受感动，他们亲自跟耶稣基督有了关系，你也有这样的经历。但是我们常常也会回到另外一个状态，就是听过之后，哦，就听过了。今天参加这个完之后，很热闹，很好，很不一样。但是我们里头没有碰到耶稣。Just
like we heard a lot of testimonies today, but if you don't feel yourself. It still has nothing to do with you.
这就是为什么耶稣要再次向他们，对他们说，向他们显示对他们说，愿你们有平安，因为他们没有平安，他们听说耶稣复活，他们自己不知道耶稣真的是复活的主，他们没有平安。That
is why Jesus wanted to show up in their together time again, just to show them, I'm the resurrected God, and I have peace with you.
他们怕犹太人，因为他们还记得耶稣被钉十字架的时候，耶稣被抓。彼得在那里，在那个小侍女的面前否认耶稣三次，因为他也怕被抓。They're
scared of Jews because they remember the picture that when Jesus was crucified by the soldiers, and also remember Peter, he denied God three times.
所以这个害怕原来存在他们心中。And
this fear is still in their mind.
所以耶稣来说，愿你们平安。做我的主耶稣基督一定在我们生命中给我们平安。你需要这样的主同在平安吗？要来把你的心完全敞开，让耶稣基督接触你，你接触耶稣，你会得到那个上面来的平安。So
that's why Jesus show up in them and tell them, peace be with you. If you have me, you'll have peace in your life.
外在可能像对犹太人那样的害怕，你可能对你的环境也是有很多的不肯定，很多的惧怕。你是要耶稣基督复活的同在。
Maybe you're afraid of facing Jews, but in reality, in your life, you need to have Jesus Christ to be with you so you can face all the challenges.
这个平安只有耶稣基督死里复活这样的事实，你对耶稣有真的生命的接触，你才会知道这是何等的宝贵。
This kind of peace, you can only gain it unless if you can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
这个平安也透过圣灵的同在赏赐给你，赏赐给我。
And through the Holy Spirit, it will be given to you and me.
然后我们就会要传，你看这个王朝敬，他在台湾受洗，他把消息传回来，我们在这里每一个人都体会到他的那个接触到耶稣事实上的那个改变，那个喜乐，那个平安。
So that's why we're here to pass down this, mission, this gospel to the ones who do not know Jesus Christ. Just like Kevin Huang in Taiwan, he got baptized 12 hours ago and he passed down this good news to all of us.
我们得到真理，我们深深相信这个耶稣基督的福音超越时间，超越空间，能够超越种族，超越我们一切的外在的障碍，进入每一个人需要的愿意接受的人心中。
And this salvation is so powerful, it surpasses all time and the environment, the world, that it will get into everybody's mind.
第三，从这一章圣经我们看见，对于信心小的人，刚刚这个史密就讲，他说那个爸爸，他的孩子生病了，耶稣说没有信心，他说神啊，求你帮助我，因为我信，我小信。我没有信心，求你帮助我的不信。
And Jesus also showed his care to the ones with little faith. And for those people who have little faith, Jesus spent special time with them.
所以多马呢，就是这样一个人，他怀疑耶稣的死里复活。
Thomas was the one who seriously doubted about Jesus' death and the resurrection.
所以耶稣特别去向他显现。
So Jesus showed his special care to Thomas.
让他摸，让他亲自接触。
Let him touch, let him see, and so he knows.
所以他就深深的受感动，他就谦卑下来，在主耶稣面前说：“我的主，我的神。”
So Thomas was so touched and humbled and said to Jesus, "You're my Lord, you're my God."
所以今天我们的结论就是，耶稣就做了这些神迹，他的死里复活是最大的神迹。
And today, in conclusion, all these miracles and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the biggest, miracle.
我们需要真实体会，你不要单单只是你的病祷告了好了，或者你的困难解决了，那只是小步骤。最大的一个就是死里复活。
You know, maybe you have experienced some miracles in your life, like your sickness got healed, but really, that's nothing compared to the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
最大的改变就是你的生命，你知道你可以突破死亡，你不必惧怕死亡。
And the biggest chance is that you can overcome death in your life. You don't have to be afraid of death anymore.
有一个牧师在2007年，他说在宾州做牧师。
There was a pastor in 2007 in Philadelphia. He was a pastor over there.
医生跟他说，你只有你过活不过今年的圣诞节，那个时候大概是11月的事情。
Doctor told him that you will not, your life will not pass Christmas.
他得了那个白血病里面非常急性的一种，很急性白血病。
And he got a pneumonia,
leukemia,
a very a tough one.
所以他在那个那么大的一个事情里头的时候，他就寻求神。医生起先的方法没有办法，教会为他祷告，他的姐妹、他的师母也觉得，哎呀，这个怎么过
？In such a big thing, he was seeking God, and His sisters also in a panic situation and don't know what to do.
他的人生本来就可以画下句点，但是当他寻求神的时候，体会到耶稣基督在掌权，他不必惧怕这个死亡，不必惧怕到了圣诞节都过不去。
In that situation, some of us may feel, "Wow, this is probably the end of my life." But he never gave up. He continued to search for God's help.
2007年的圣诞节本来是过不去的，但是他现在还活着。
In 2007, people may thought that's the end of his life, but nowadays he's still there.
他出了一本书。
And he wrote a book.
就是在耶稣基督里信心的盼望。
The hope of faith in Jesus Christ.
突破死亡的信心。
The the go beyond death, the faith go beyond death.
所以正像耶稣基督死里复活，凡是信靠人，包括在牧师，都会经过一样跟你们一样的考验。
Just like Jesus Christ goes through the resurrection, even though pastor, just like all of us, will go through this stage.
每一个人都必须经过跟耶稣基督这个生命的接触，通过死亡，你是自己靠自己，还是靠耶稣？
All of us have to go through these stages to feel the death, even you by yourself or by Jesus Christ.
所以我们求神赐福你的这个这次的。 复活节是你真正接触耶稣死里复活大能的一个复活节。
So we are asking for God's blessings that in this Easter that we are asking God's help so that we can resurrect it with him together.
对，这就是这两节圣经30节31节我们一起读，然后我们就结束今天的崇拜。
Let's read the verse the 30th and 31st together and we'll end today's service.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记载在书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。感谢赞美主，可以因耶稣的名得生命，并且得的更丰盛，认识他是复活的主。 请我们一同起立，我们来祷告，来领受神的祝福。Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you, that the resurrection is true, and those who we believe in you will certainly have the reason life in us. 天父上帝，我们知道耶稣基督死里复活是事实，你的复活的大能来改变我们的生命，让我们的生命可以突破死亡，不再惧怕。 可以确实知道有永远的方向和人生的目标，有永远的安慰和现今的力量。我们谢谢你，求你让我们不是靠自己的信心，乃是靠耶稣基督死里复活的信心。 Lord God, we thank you because this is true that Jesus Christ died and resurrected. The reason power of Jesus Christ is in us that we not only have the knowledge, but also have a living relationship with the risen Lord. May God bless every one of us. This Easter is life-changing Easter. 天父上帝，谢谢你，愿这个复活节是改变生命的复活节。让我们今天在你面前可以心中完全敞开来领受这个祝福。 May every one of us receive openly, open our hearts, receive the risen power of Jesus Christ. Recognize Jesus Christ is the risen Lord. Recognize that Holy Spirit fills us with peace and mission and glorify our Heavenly Father. 天父上帝，谢谢你，在基督耶稣里死里复活，这个同在和圣灵的感动，并天父上帝的荣耀与我们同在，从这个复活节直到永远。Amen. Amen.